When UChicago Charter School Woodlawn Campus returned to in-person learning for the 2020-21 school year, students encountered a few bumps along the way. Students who took jobs during the pandemic had to shift hours or find new jobs. Students encountered social shock as they were surrounded by their peers for the first time since March 2020. Laboratory school students are proud to know themselves as the youngest members of the University of Chicago's academic community. But most do not know that just a mile away is UChicago Charter School Woodlawn Campus, another home to the youngest members of the University of Chicago's academic community. I talked to two students and Dana Adams, high school campus director at UCW, to understand how students at the school navigated a remote learning and transitioned back to in-person learning for the 2021-22 school year. For the 2020-21 remote school year, the school day was significantly shortened. First, Dr. Adams implemented a later start time of 8:35 in response to students showing up late to the old 7:55 start time. Second, school ended at 1:30 rather than 3:59. According to Dr. Adams, about 4 out of 5 students at UCW took jobs. These included UPS and food delivery, driving, retail, and fast food. Dr. Adams said that juniors and seniors usually get jobs, but she started seeing more requests for work permits as sophomores started to get jobs as well. Sometimes students worked from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., showing up to remote learning exhausted the next day.
So students really only had synchronous learning from 8:35 to 1:30 p.m. Right. And then they had asynchronous from 1:30 to 4:15. And one of those reasons for that was, one, over the, you know, Zoom fatigue, one, and two, students had to work. So we had to, that helped a lot. So kids would go to work at 1:30, 2 o'clock to try to be able to be home by 12 to go to bed and get back. So that was one of the reasons why we did that. And so this going into this year was really making sure that people knew your schedule's not, doesn't end at 1:30 anymore. You can't, you know, it's different now. But we would try to work with students, get them on schedules. All seniors, because those are heavy workers, they all had independent study. So if they didn't have to work during the independent study, schoolwork, take a nap. And then we would set alarms and call them and wake them up. I had to do that for two students. Whatever we could to help and make sure that they could, you know, get what they needed to go on, because there's more to life than high school.
Senior Tyra Mankata said that not getting to see friends took a toll on students' mental health. So transitioning back to in-person learning involved overcoming social anxiety and getting used to being around peers again.
I know, like, for myself, there were times, like, I would have, like, these, like, depression spouts. You know, like, it was hard not being around people. And, you know, school's a distraction for that. But we had a lot of help from our school counselors. There was always an open space for us to be able to talk to them if we felt overwhelmed or we needed to connect to get help. A lot of, like, students like myself had the same problems, too. We also had a hard time because of, like, social anxiety because of COVID. Like, coming back into school, it was, like, kind of awkward for everybody.
Returning to the 8:35 to 3:59 school day, students had to shift hours for their jobs or find new jobs entirely. Senior Akeen Fatoke, period, took 3 college courses at Kennedy King College, volunteered at a hospital, and conducted coronavirus research. Now he is finding his former set of extracurriculars stressful.
Online, we got it at 1:30. So each class was, I'm pretty sure, like 30, 45 minutes. And it was like, we would go to each class. We have a break in between, a 30-minute break. So it was just, for me, it was perfect. It was ideal. But for some students, it's like, now that we get out of school at 4, we have other commitments. We're not leaving school until 6, which leaves us little time to do homework. And it's like, it gets extremely stressful just staying up all night, completing assignments that we have to do.
Can you, like, tell me about maybe a specific example of when that happened, when, like, just everything was piled up?
So for me, personally, I take 4 AP classes. So the workload, I have a very huge workload. On top of that, I'm also a ambassador for Inspired AI, which is a artificial intelligence group that works with Stanford. And on top of that, I'm also an intern for the school building, the greenhouse on top of the building. So I think this was our first meeting was on, I'm pretty sure last Monday. And I got to school at 7 because, well, not 7. I got to school at like 8, I want to say 8, for my student body. You know, I had to do stuff for student body. And then I didn't leave the school until 6 because of the greenhouse.
At the same time, teachers have been lenient in accommodating students back to in-person learning. Seniors are glad to undertake the college applications process in person. The clubs that dwindled during the pandemic are now starting back up again. For homecoming, Student Government Association rented out the skating rink and bowling lanes at the Dr. Martin Luther King Park and Families Entertainment Center. School is gradually heading back toward normal.
I'm Peter Poo, reporting for the U High Midway.